Dr. Arthur Perry. He's one of the top plastic surgeons. He's got offices in Manhattan, New Jersey. You know, and he's been doing a show here on WOR for years and years and years. Very popular show and a great plastic surgeon. Everybody has questions on this subject, so he's the guy to ask. Dr. Arthur Perry.
No, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
And I went to his office, and I said, look at my face. He goes, yeah, look at your face. We're going to do with your face. What can you do with his face? I go like that. I swear to God. I go, look at this. I'm getting old. Like I said, maybe you could fix it up a little bit.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry, the best in plastic surgery.
Remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. I hope you're all having a great summer weekend. You know, mid-August, this is the dog days of summer. And I'll tell you, it was hot today. It was humid today. The UV index was 7.3. I talk about that all the time. That's pretty high. If you were out today without sunscreen, you sizzled after 20 minutes. And tomorrow, it's going to be 8.4. That means you really need sunscreen. Zinc oxide is what I recommend, a 15 at least. That's what you need to put on. Well, this show is about you. This is the plastic surgery show here on WOR. We've been on the air for 17 years. Noah and myself doing hopefully a service to the New York area. And this show, of course, is heard from Maine to Virginia and all over the country on WOR.com. And we re-podcast. We post the podcasts, and you can listen to those anytime you want. I've got hundreds and hundreds. I think there's like 350 podcasts up. And I've done, I don't know, about 800 shows, something like that, over the last 17 years. So you can get most of those on Apple.com, the Apple Podcasts, or on iHeart. But today, we're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about your wrinkles. We're going to talk about your jowls. We're going to talk about your small breasts. Yes, we're going to talk about breast augmentations this evening. We are going to talk about facial peels. That's we got an email that I want to answer on the air tonight. We're going to talk about sunscreen. There's something new, something a little disturbing about sunscreen, so we'll talk about that. I've got my good friend, Dr. Evan Garfine. He's coming on. He's the chief of plastic surgery at Albert Einstein School of Medicine and the chief at Montefiore Hospital. And he's going to be talking about, I'll keep you guessing, but it's something new in breast augmentation. And also some new information about Ulthera, which is one of the procedures that I like to do. But mostly, I like to take your phone calls. 800-321-0710 is the phone number here at WOR. We're broadcasting live from the Hamptons this week, where it's absolutely beautiful. And I think we'll be here next week also. And in between, I'm in my office in New Jersey. So give me a call. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. We're giving away bottles of Nighttime this evening. Nighttime is one-stop shopping for skincare. It is all you need. It's got all the things that are scientifically proven to make a difference. Vitamin A, vitamin C, fruit acids, antioxidants, skin brighteners. That's all you need in a light serum that you put on your skin at night before you go to sleep. You don't need the boatloads of things that the companies want you to buy. You really don't. You just want the things that make a difference. And there's so much fraud out there. And I have an honest product because it's got the right ingredients. It's got the, swallowed a little something there. Maybe one of the Hampton insects that flew in. Anyway, we've got Nighttime for you this evening. And if you give a call, 800-321-0710, we'll send you a bottle. And I'm sorry about that, but I guess you know this is a live show. So 800-321-0710 is the phone number. Noah, let's go ahead and take our break very early, and we'll be back after these words. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent, and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my Beauty in a Bottle Nighttime Serum at a great price. Normally, this is $65, but for WOR listeners, it's $40 plus shipping. Nighttime contains vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that your friends and relatives will be asking you, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. And sorry about that. Swallowed some saliva, I believe. But we're good. We're good. And Noah's always ready to play those spots if I collapse on on the radio here. All right. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon, host of the show. So if this is the very first time you've been listening to this show, well, where have you been all these years? I've been on every Saturday night at 6 p.m. And we're talking about you. If you are going to the plastic surgeon this week, you don't know what you're going to talk about when you get there. It's just facial rejuvenation, maybe, or maybe body contouring, and you just don't know the questions to ask. Give me a call. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. Ask me the questions that have been keeping you up at night, and I am here to answer those questions. I'm board certified plastic surgeon, and who am I? Well, I trained in plastic surgery at, first in general surgery at Harvard Medical School, and then in plastic surgery at the University of Chicago, and at Cornell for a burn fellowship, and then I did a facelift fellowship in Miami, which was a lot of fun. And I've been around for about 30-something years performing plastic surgery in New Jersey, New York, and occasionally California. And I'm on the faculty of Columbia, and that's who I am. So ask me your questions, and I'd be happy to give you some answers. So sunscreen, one of my favorite topics. Many of you know I have a skincare company, and I have a skincare sunscreen product called Daytime. Beauty in a Bottle Daytime, and it's an SPF 23 sunscreen that has zinc oxide. And I've talked for years and years about the safety of sunscreen if it contains zinc oxide and titanium or titanium dioxide. But there are 15 other sunscreen ingredients that are called the chemical sunscreens. And you know what? The honest truth is they're not so safe. They're really not so safe. And I've talked about this. The FDA has actually said that the only ones that are what they call generally recognized as safe, they have a specific category, are zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. The others, well, two of those, well, they're not happy about those at all, and the FDA has called for a couple of the sunscreens to be taken off the market. That's always interesting because they don't say that too often. These are chemicals that maybe you haven't heard of, but they are out there, and they're in most sunscreens. Well, one of those chemicals is in sunscreen, and it is called, you ready for this? You know, these are hard words to really say. This one's octocrylene. You know, no one really knows the name of these sunscreen ingredients because they're very complex chemicals. Zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, they're kind of easy to say and easy to know. But the ones that are unsafe, well, those are very difficult to pronounce. Octocrylene, that's one of them. So the FDA has called maybe for this one to be examined very carefully, and there was a paper that was just published. It was published last week in the journal, you ready for this one? I'm sure you all read Aquatic Toxicology, right? You read Aquatic Toxicology, don't you, Susan? Of course you do. Well, I don't think most of you do, because this particular paper, Toxic Effects of Octocrylene on Zebrafish. All right, well, what does that have to do with you? It has a lot to do with you, because what they do is they test these different chemicals on fish and other animals before they test them on you, and they look at the toxicity of these, and they've determined that this particular one, this is an ingredient in your sunscreen. You can look right now at your sunscreen, hopefully not while you're driving, for octocrylene. And if you've got octocrylene, well, I'll tell you that it's toxic. The paper showed it was clearly toxic. And not only that, it acts as like an estrogen blocker. So that's not good. And it affects the antioxidant pathways in your cells. All that means that it's not safe. And this particular paper came out and actually said it should be banned. And, you know, papers in scientific journals don't say that too often. They really don't. You know, they're not controversial and they're not political, but this is one where they said octocrylene is one that should be taken off the market based on the studies in aquatic toxicology. You know, I think we have to take these things seriously. Sunscreens are one of the only drugs that you use in your body in ounce amounts. Think of another one, maybe antacids, right? You use antacids, that's in maybe ounce amounts, but that's about it. Sunscreens go on your skin. They get absorbed through your skin, not zinc oxide, by the way, and not titanium dioxide. They do not get absorbed through your skin. But the 15 chemical sunscreens do get absorbed through your skin. They go straight to all the organs, all the cells in your body. They bypass the liver. And that's what happens when you put things on the skin, because in the skin, we don't process the chemicals like you do if you eat something. You know, our bodies are designed to take food and chemicals in through our mouth. It gets detoxified in the liver, and then it goes into the rest of the body, assuming it's safe, but not so if you put it on your skin. So we'll talk more about this one in a few minutes, but we've got Carol on the line. Carol, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Hi there, Dr. Perry. You know, I noticed that I'm starting to get, like, liver spots on my face, or whatever you want to call them, sunspots. And I've always used sunscreen my entire life.
I'm wondering if
I should have them checked to make sure that they're not cancerous or possibly cancerous.
Well, Carol, how old are you, first of all?
I'm 63.
So
I look a lot younger.
I'm sorry?
I'm 63, but I look a lot younger than that.
Oh, you look younger. Okay, good. Well, that's good for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're 63, it's so common. Almost everybody has these spots. Some people call them liver spots. Some people call them age spots. Some people call them freckles. You know, they're freckles if you're a kid. They're age spots if you're an adult. And they're a result of sun damage. And almost everyone, it doesn't matter what color your skin is, whether you're very, very light or very, very dark, we tend to get these spots. They are benign as long as they are these spots. Now, where I get worried about these spots is if they are the dominant thing on a part of your face. So if you've got a lot of these and they all kind of look alike and they're generally small, meaning, you know, under a quarter inch or so in diameter, then, you know, generally they're just benign little things. And usually, by the way, these are not raised. Am I correct, Carol? You can't feel them with your fingernail?
Yes, they're not raised.
Right. So if they were raised, they would not be liver spots or age spots or freckles. They would be something else like moles or seborrheic keratoses or something like that. So these being, we'll call them age spots, are very, very common and very benign. But if they are a dominant, so if you have one of these and you think it's a freckle, but it's, let's say, the size of a quarter, I get a little concerned about that, and I usually will biopsy those. And there's a little dog in the background. It's a wonderful dog.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. We'll try and I won't say anything about this poor little dog. Okay.
Dr. Perry, can these spots be easily removed?
They can be easily removed. So here's what we do. There's a lot of different ways to remove these spots. They can sometimes skincare like mine. Like my nighttime can help you. And, you know, if you wait 3 months or so, those spots will usually lighten up. You know, most of my patients don't want to wait. They come in, they want those spots gone. So there's different ways to do it. We can freeze the spots. I'm not a big fan of freezing the spots. A lot of dermatologists like to do that. The reason I don't like to freeze the spots is because those spots then tend to look lighter than the surrounding skin. So not the best idea in my opinion. There's something called the trichloroacetic acid peel, TCA peel, and I'm going to talk about that a little later in the show. So listen after our guest is on. We'll talk about the trichloroacetic acid or TCA peel or lasering. And that is my preferred method right now, lasering, with something called the fractionated carbon dioxide laser. It's very effective at getting rid of these spots, and I usually go over the entire face and a little deeper on those spots. It's good for color, and it's also good for wrinkles. So the fractionated laser is my preferred method now. It's an outpatient procedure. You come into the office, drive yourself to the office, drive yourself home. I usually will numb you up for this, either with Emla cream, which is an anesthetic cream, or with something like lidocaine, which I might inject. So, Carol, I want you to keep on listening to the show, because after I speak to my next guest, we're going to talk more about this, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for calling. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WOR. And we have Dr. Eric Garfine. Eric, are you on the line? Evan, I called you Eric. I've known you for a year. Evan, are you there?
I am.
All right. So Evan is the chief of plastic surgery at Albert Einstein School of Medicine in the Bronx. He is the chief of plastic surgery at Montefiore. He is an internationally known plastic surgeon, and I'm proud to call him my partner in our new venture. We're opening up a surgery center in Tribeca, along with Oren Tepper and some other plastic surgeons. So thank you for taking time on your Saturday evening, Dr. Garfine.
Arthur, it is great to join you. It's a fantastic show you have. WOR is one of my favorite radio networks, so it's an honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you. So I want to talk to you about a lot of different things tonight. So we're gonna probably go over the 6:30 that I promised you, because you know, it's not often I get a guest of your caliber. So we've had some great guests. I actually had Albert Einstein's great grandson on this show a few years ago. Noah remembers that one. But the chief of plastic surgery at Einstein Medical School, that's a good one. All right. So let's talk. First of all, you did your residency at a little place in Boston called Harvard. You went to Columbia Medical School, and you were at the Brigham across the street from me. I did my residency at Beth Israel across the street. So we don't hold that against you. But the Brigham being one of the
– I appreciate that.
Yeah, one of the great general surgery, and then the Harvard combined plastic surgery residency program. So your pedigree is quite incredible, and you're a great researcher and a great clinician. But I wanted to talk to you tonight. We're going to get into talking about our surgery center in a few minutes. But you know, one of the new things in plastic surgery is breast augmentation with natural tissue. Talk to me about that. You do those procedures, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do. And, you know, it's a great subject, Arthur, to begin our conversation on multiple areas. And we're going to talk a little bit about perioral or lip rejuvenation. But breast aesthetics and breast augmentation with fat grafting is a great topic because – to me, as a plastic surgeon, what it covers is the fact that when someone comes in to see us as a patient, we should never, as a plastic surgeon, as a doctor, be married to one technique or one product, or, you know, if all you have is a hammer, everything's a nail way of doing things. And so fat grafting is, for those listeners who aren't familiar with it, is taking fat from one part of the body and injecting it into another part of the body. And it can be like in very small amounts, like filler that people are familiar with for facial rejuvenation or for hand rejuvenation, like the hyaluronic acid fillers, or collagen back in the old days, I guess. But fat has the advantage of being you, right? Being autologous, we say. And so for the breast, for example, most people have some excess fat somewhere in their body. You can take fat out and use it, again, not like you would for, although some people do, for a large augmentation, the type of augmentation we would use an implant for today. But for sort of more modest augmentation or enlargement or areas that are focal, meaning we just want this portion of the breast to be a little bit more full. And, you know, we can talk, there are some upsides and downsides, and this is a relatively new technique. And there are some questions out there. You and I were speaking earlier about these, and I assume we should talk about those next, Arthur.
Yeah, you know, so the phenomenon of injecting your own fat into your breast is so compelling, isn't it? You know, it's almost a two-for-one procedure, Dr. Garfine. You know, what you do is you're suctioning fat from, let's say, the belly, right? Is that where you usually take it from?
Yep, that's right.
All right, and then you're injecting it into the breast. So you said, you know, it's a modest augmentation. I mean, traditionally, for the last 50 years, plastic surgeons have been using silicone breast implants and of various types, and there's issues with those implants, and we're going to talk a little bit more on the show about the implants. But when you use your own fat, it's your own tissue, so you're not going to reject it. You're going to get your own tissue. So are there any drawbacks for doing that?
Well, yeah, and sort of one of my philosophies in aesthetic surgery and in plastic surgery is something my grandmother used to say, right? We all heard there's no free lunch, right? And so there's risk to everything. There is there's a potential drawback to everything. Now, what we try to do, what my philosophy is, and I think your philosophy and Oren Tepper's philosophy, and why I think Tribeca is going to be such a great place for aesthetics is, you know, our first responsibility to anyone who comes in the door is to be safe, right? That trumps everything. And so when we look at the safety of taking fat out from the abdomen or the thigh or wherever folks have excess fatty deposits and injecting it into the breast, you know, the number one thing that should be on everyone's mind, and I'm sure is to our listeners, is, well, does it, you know, one, cause cancer? Can it cause cancer? And the answer to that is probably no. And the second question is, will it affect the surveillance of cancer, which for most women is a mammogram, for some women is an MRI, based on the type of breast tissue they have and discussions with their doctors. But the answer, as far as we know, and the data for this in plastic surgery goes back probably 15 or 20 years now, maybe not quite that long, but we're probably approaching that, is that when you inject fat, when I inject fat anywhere in the body, but certainly into the breast, you can see calcifications, microcalcifications, which for the listeners who are very familiar with mammography and assessing breast cancer risk makes your, you know, turns up your attention a little bit. And you say, well, microcalcifications, that's a warning sign on mammography of cancer. Well, it turns out, according to some recent studies, that the microcalcifications associated with fat injections are different from and can be distinguished from the microcalcifications that are associated with breast cancer. And so when in discussion with patients, we talk about injecting fat into the breast, I always tell them, you may see calcifications associated with the fat we're injecting. To the best of our knowledge, at this time, those are distinguishable from the microcalcifications associated with breast cancer, and you should feel comfortable that this will not impact the ability of your doctors to surveil your breast for breast cancer.
You know, that's a critical point, and it really is. Everything we do in plastic surgery, we want it to be as safe as possible. And so when we do a new procedure like this, we want those studies that you've been talking about, and we want to know that it is safe. And so that's good. I think the lesson here is if women out there do have this procedure, you probably need to go to a fairly good mammography place and not some, someone with some experience, I think, right? And that can distinguish those different appearances of fat in a breast as opposed to, something that might be a little more worrisome. All right. My guest this evening is Dr. Evan Garfine. He is the chief of plastic surgery at Albert Einstein School of Medicine. We're going to take a short break. I want you to stay on if you've got a couple more minutes for me, Evan?
Of course I do.
Okay, so we're going to stay on. We're going to take a short break now. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about Tribeca Aesthetics when we return from this break. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. Give us a call. We'll be back after these words. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable. We all know that, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Botox to lessen frown lines, and I use the new Restylane Kiss. What a great name! To, well, you know, give you more kissable lips. No duck lips here. And I smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines with Juvederm. We might remove unsightly blemishes or even reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate the skin with a chemical or laser peel, or I can thicken crepey skin with Ulthera, and for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scar face and neck lifts. Let's sit down in my Somerset, New Jersey or Beverly Hills offices for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. Give me a call at 833-PERRY-MD. That's 833-P-E-R-R-Y-M-D. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And my guest this evening is Dr. Evan Garfine. He is the chief of plastic surgery at Albert Einstein School of Medicine and the chief at Montefiore. And he is also a partner, my partner, in Tribeca Aesthetics. It's a new surgery center we're opening up, along with Evan and Oren Tepper. We're opening this up. When do you think it's going to be open?
Well, our plan is to open the doors just about a year from now, on July 1st, 2022.
And this is going to be a very unique facility, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we are incredibly excited about this, obviously. Oren and I have been partners at Montefiore and Albert Einstein for over 10 years. And for about half that time, we've been focused in large part on reinventing the aesthetic surgery experience in Manhattan. And Oren did his training at NYU, and I did my fellowship there. And as we launched into our careers in academic plastic surgery up at Montefiore, we continuously focused on the inefficiencies and the aspects of aesthetic surgery in total, the experience that we wanted to address. And we finally got the opportunity to do this, and we found you, Dr. Perry, which was a huge step forward for us. And it's been an incredibly enjoyable experience getting to know you and building the center with your vision combined with our vision. And so Tribeca is going to be just a tremendous place. It's going to be like no other place in New York and probably the country. And we're awfully excited to launch it.
Oh, I am very excited. We're going to have three operating rooms in a beautiful facility, right? It's in Tribeca.
Yep.
It's in the area where Facebook is putting their Eastern headquarters, and Google is there. And there's so many things. There's hotels in the area, restaurants in the area. It's a wonderful area. And it's going to be a very exciting experience for patients because it's a dedicated facility. I do think, Evan, that this is the only such facility in the United States with three operating rooms dedicated to cosmetic surgery only. So we're not going to be doing knee replacements here. We're going to be doing facelifts and breast augmentations, liposuction, tummy tucks, the whole wide variety, rhinoplasty. Oren loves doing rhinoplasties, and we'll be doing all of those procedures. And patients will be able to stay overnight either at our facility or at one of the hotels in the neighborhood. So I think it's going to be just wonderful. I'm very excited about this, and we'll have to push and try and get this less than a year. You know, we want it open sooner, don't you?
Well, Oren and I are planning on putting on our painter's pants and getting brushes in our hands. We're going to do everything we can to rush that date forward. But yeah, Arthur, I completely agree. I think it's going to be a unique property. Our mantra, our sort of core philosophy at Tribeca is very much in line with what your philosophy has been throughout your career and what you've made your name and reputation on. And that's essentially that we're doctors first and aesthetic surgeons next, that the most important thing is being safe. And that is going to be a big priority for us. Following that, we want to deliver world-class aesthetic care. Like you said, all parts of the body, from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. One of the really fun things about aesthetic surgery and why people love your show is it can mean lots of different things to different people. And it can mean skincare, and it can mean energy devices and peels and injectables and surgery or a combination of those things. And so, like you said, we're going to offer the full gamut. We have some exciting wrinkles to our practice, pardon the pun, that we'll announce over the next year. And I hope to announce on your show first that I think will be truly innovative in terms of the practice of aesthetic surgery and the business of it. I think we are in a part of New York City, like you said, that is exploding. Disney is going to be there. There are world-class hotels nearby. And part of our vision, part of our core philosophy, our core vision at Tribeca Aesthetics is to combine outstanding aesthetic care with really outstanding experience. And I think that's something that we have plans for that no one is doing currently, and we're awfully excited to launch.
And everyone who is going to be affiliated with our facility will be a great plastic surgeon, like you, like Oren. Everybody's going to be board certified, and we're going to make sure of that. The quality will be exceptional. So I'm really happy to be part of this. I really am. But Evan, I want to, before I let you go, I know you're doing an interesting procedure that I'm not doing yet, and I'd like to learn a little bit more about the lip lift procedure that we were talking about earlier today. Tell us about this.
Well, it's Arthur, it's a really, really powerful technique. And again, it's one of those things where if you follow principles first, then the techniques will follow. And so the sort of the principle of the lip lift is that as we age, especially in women, but also in men, the upper lip can elongate. And what that does is it can tend to contribute to some vertical wrinkles, which are very common as we age. And it can also hide the upper teeth. And now if you look at, without getting too sort of wonkish or in the weeds about this, if you look at normal facial aesthetics and you look at the lower face, and if you divide the lower face from sort of the base of the nose to the bottom of the chin, the upper third of that lower third is sort of the upper lip. It should be the upper lip to the where your mouth opens. And normally, in a youthful appearing face, the upper lip should be of a size that allows 2 to 3 millimeters of the central upper teeth, the incisors, to show. And that's called central incisor show. And as we get older, the upper lip can elongate, get longer, and cover up those teeth. And people tend to look a little bit tired. Some people can look a little bit angry or stern. And we've started doing this procedure, which is really, really powerful, or it can be in the right patients, where we remove a little bit of skin at the base of the nose and hide that scar right between the upper lip and the bottom of the nostrils. It elevates the upper lip, and it can be incredibly powerful in giving people a more youthful, rested appearance. And I just love it. I think it's great, and patients are incredibly happy with it.
So we're going to call this the Montefiore lip lift or something. yeah. So, Evan, do you do this under local anesthesia? Do you use sedation? How do you do it?
Well, you can. I certainly have. We often do it in combination, like a lot of aesthetics, with other procedures, with a facelift or with eyelid surgery. But it certainly can be done under local. It is a limited area of the face to anesthetize, and you can do that quite effectively. And so we certainly can do that. Again, it's a drive-to, drive-home procedure, or if it's in combination with more extensive aesthetic surgery, sometimes it's under general or regional anesthesia.
All right. My guest this evening has been Dr. Evan Garfine. He is the chief of plastic surgery at Albert Einstein School of Medicine, the chief at Montefiore, a great plastic surgeon. Happy to call him a partner in Tribeca Aesthetics. What's your phone number if listeners want to get a hold of you this evening, or not this evening, but Monday morning? They'll call your office if they want to make an appointment. What is it?
They can call anytime at 781-801-5577.
So give it one more time, and then give me your website also.
871-801-5577. And the website is under construction. It will be coming to you soon, but Oren and I are redoing it for Tribeca. If people would like to reach me by email, they certainly can. That's often the best way of reaching me directly. And that email address is egarfine, EGARFEIN at montefiore.org. And you can reach me anytime. Feel free. People reach out with questions from all around the country, all around the world. And so that's a great, great way to get in touch with me.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much. I know you've got a busy schedule this weekend, and thanks so much for taking time on your Saturday evening, Dr. Evan Garfine. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? There's more to the show. Stay tuned, 800-321-0710. Evan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Arthur.
Okay, bye-bye now, and stay tuned. We'll be back after these words.
Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my Beauty in a Bottle Nighttime Serum at a great price. Normally, this is $65, but for WOR listeners, it's $40 plus shipping. Nighttime contains vitamins C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that your friends and relatives will be asking you, what are you doing to look so good? Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR.
Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable. We all know that, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Botox to lessen frown lines, and I use the new Restylane Kiss. What a great name! To give you more kissable lips. No duck lips here. And I smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines with Juvederm. We might remove unsightly blemishes or even reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate the skin with a chemical or laser peel, or I can thicken crepey skin with Ulthera, and for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scar face and neck lifts. Let's sit down in my Somerset, New Jersey or Beverly Hills offices for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. Give me a call at 833-PERRY-MD. That's 833-P-E-R-R-Y-M-D. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And I want to thank Dr. Evan Garfine, great plastic surgeon. Happy to call him a partner in this new venture. And you'll be hearing more about Tribeca Aesthetics as we go through the next few months. It is going to be a facility unparalleled in the United States, so I'm so happy to be part of it. All right, so I do a lot of cosmetic surgery. I mean, every day I'm either operating, doing a facelift, a rhinoplasty, or eyelid lift, or liposuction. Days that I'm not operating, I do the non-invasive procedures, and I do a lot of those also. I do Botox virtually every day in my office. I do a lot of wrinkle filler. And, you know, I know that one of the complaints of people, besides the fact, not of me, but of plastic surgeons and filler in general is giving a very unnatural result. You know, and the duck lips that you heard about, and you know, the Schwarzenegger look, which looks good on Arnie, but maybe not on you if you're a 50-year-old woman. You know, we don't want to overdo it. We want to do filler aesthetically nicely. And I do it myself. And a lot of practices delegate those procedures to nurses sometimes and physician's assistants. Doesn't happen with me. I do all the procedures myself. I would never consider delegating procedures like that. My training is in aesthetics. Dr. Garfine, Dr. Tepper, we're aesthetic surgeons. We've trained for a long time. Not just like a nurse who might be doing pediatrics 1 week and then gets hired by the plastic surgeon and go ahead and inject some filler. That is not how it should be done, and that's not how I do it, and my colleagues the same way. But I do a lot of non-invasive procedures on the face and a lot of energy-based procedures. In fact, I just gave this lecture to the residents at Columbia on energy-based procedures to rejuvenate the face. And what are we talking about? We're talking about laser procedures, with lasers that we talked about earlier. The fractionated laser is so useful. Yeah, we can get rid of some splotchy pigmentation of the face, some age spots, brown spots. We can also help with wrinkles. And I do the laser of the face. My technique has evolved. I've talked about this in recent weeks. Now I like to numb my patients up. So I use lidocaine and I do a block of the forehead and a block of the area around the mouth, because those are the areas that are pretty sensitive. And then we rely mostly on Emla cream, which is an anesthetic cream, to numb up the rest of the face. And I am much more aggressive now with the lasering than I was, let's say, 2 years ago, because I found that my patients really want a dramatic result when we're talking about the laser. You don't want to get rid of wrinkles, 20%. You want to get rid of wrinkles 50, 60, 70%, right? And so it takes a little deeper approach to lasering. So the fractionated laser, it can be done very lightly, and you can almost not even see the result. And some people will repeat the laser monthly for a while. And my patients, maybe you have more patients than my patients, but my patients want a more dramatic result. So I'm doing deeper and more aggressive lasering with this fractionated technique and getting much, much better results. But it does involve numbing you up. So we use lasers. We also use sound energy. That's another way to improve your appearance. So there's something called Ulthera, which I've been doing now for 11 years. I don't call myself a pioneer in too many techniques because I hate it when doctors call themselves pioneers. You know, what is that? You know, that's a self-serving term. But I have been doing Ulthera for a long time. It was FDA approved in May of 2010. I started doing it in October 2010. And the reason I liked the technique early was because it involves sound energy, so it spares the skin. So there's no visible burn, for instance. Like the laser actually burns the skin. You know, we don't like to talk that way. Not good for generating patients, but right? You don't like to hear that you're being burned. But the energy-based techniques actually generate a heat injury, and they use light, that's lasers. They use sound, that's Ulthera. They use radio frequency, that's things like thermage, which I don't do, and I don't do it because I think it's not the best technique, although plenty of doctors do. There are lots of different radio frequency techniques that are out there. There are microneedling techniques with radio frequency. I'm also not a big fan of those. I like my patients to have reproducible, good results. But in the Journal of Clinical and Aesthetic Dermatology, which came out about a month or so ago, and I'm sure you read all these journals like I do. I read them every month. This particular one looked at Ulthera, and it was a really spectacular look at not only Ulthera, but they reviewed all these energy technologies, the lasers, the radio frequency, the micro needling with radio frequency, things like that. And there's a lot of different, there's plasma, there's all these things. I mean, every week almost, there's a new $100,000 machine that companies are trying to sell to plastic surgeons. And if they are successful, well, the plastic surgeon will do whatever he or she can to get on, some TV show or, broadcast on Facebook Live or whatever it takes to get out there so that you think that this machine is the most incredible thing on earth. Well, how about studies that have actually compared these different techniques? Well, in the Journal of Clinical Aesthetic Dermatology, they actually did. They compared all these techniques, and it was interesting that the technique that was deemed to be the gold standard for non-surgical lifting and skin tightening was Ulthera. And that kind of surprised me. You know, it's a technique that I've been doing for a long time. I like it. I can raise eyebrows with Ulthera. And we do this by the use of this machine. It's something called a transducer. That's one of those big medical terms. A transducer is the part of the machine that contacts your skin and generates the sound energy. It goes through the skin. It gets focused underneath the skin. And you say, well, what could that possibly do? Well, actually, it takes the sound of a train, the energy of a train, but it makes it in ultrasound. Ultrasound means you can't hear it. So imagine the energy of a train. If you've ever stood next to a train or a bass drum beating in a parade, you know, your pants, your shirt will vibrate because sound has energy, and energy can travel through the air and actually cause things to vibrate. Well, if we intensify that energy and then focus it underneath the skin, and this technology can actually be focused. Remember when you were a kid, you took a magnifying glass, you know, you held it up to the sun and tried to burn leaves and hopefully not small animals? Okay, I know what you all did. But certainly that's a way that we can focus light. We can also focus sound. We focus sound energy, and that's called Ulthera. And we focus it either a millimeter and a half or 3 millimeters or 4.5 millimeters underneath the skin. And we can do different things to the tissue by focusing that sound energy at different levels. It actually burns the tissue. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? We're purposely burning ourselves. Well, you know, we're taking advantage of an age-old healing mechanism because when we burn ourselves, well, sounds terrible, though, doesn't it? How many ways can we hurt ourselves? But if we do this correctly, we can actually stimulate the body to shrink the tissue and generate new collagen. That's what happens in a burn. But a burn is an uncontrolled event. You know, if you burn yourself on flame or chemical burns or electrical burns, you know, you accidentally touch the plug, you know, oh, terrible. But here we're using this technology in an extremely controlled manner. And we're getting a heat injury underneath the skin. And Ulthera does this in a very unique way because I'm actually looking at the tissue with ultrasound, actually just like as if it were, you know, you're looking at a baby with ultrasound in the uterus, or looking at your heart, the ultrasound of that. Or another technique we looked at, I had an ultrasound of my gallbladder a few weeks ago. It was fine, thank God. But we use these techniques. Now we can use ultrasound techniques to look at the tissue and then fire the machine right through that tissue, and we can see where we're firing it. And I can raise the brow 2 to 3 millimeters, not, you know, not a whole centimeter, not like someone like maybe some famous congressman. We won't mention that person who has her eyebrows halfway up her forehead. I would never mention that. We want to just raise the eyebrows a little bit, 2 to 3 millimeters. We can do that with Ulthera. We can raise the jowls. We can actually lift the jowls. And the people that invented this technology, they actually calibrated the machine so that the effect on your cheeks is exactly the same effect that I get when I do a two-layered facelift. So 4.5 millimeters underneath the skin is a tissue called your jowl. It's a fibrous and fatty tissue that we actually lift with a facelift, and I use this Ulthera machine to lift that layer. And it's very well thought out by the company, the Ulthera company. And so Ulthera is useful for lifting the jowls, but where it's really unique, and there's nothing else like this because there's other techniques that can lift the skin of the jowl, lift the jowl. We can do facelifts. There are lasers that can actually lift that a little bit. But Ulthera can also, it can iron out crepey skin of the neck. And how many of you have crepey skin? I bet you a lot of you. Now, one of the ways we can help that is by doing a facelift. But the honest truth with crepey skin is that 6 months after your facelift, even though the skin will be lifted and the jowls will be improved significantly and the bands of the neck will be improved and the fat can be removed from the neck in a facelift, what doesn't get helped with a facelift is the crepiness of the skin. And that's that thin, very fine texture. You know what I'm talking about if you've got it. So Ulthera can help that, and it can help it pretty dramatically. And so we go over the area of the neck, and I can do it once, or I can do it twice, or even three times, you know, separated by about 3 or 6 months, and get in continued improvement of the tissue. It's the only procedure. I'm very open with my audience. You know that. I'm like Oprah. You know, I was on Oprah, and Oprah said, if I had surgery, I would tell you. And everyone said, ooh. Well, you know, I had Ulthera. I guess it's 4 times now over the last 10 years. I had it about 3 or 4 months ago. I lost a lot of weight. And so the skin of my neck was a little bit loose, and Ulthera significantly tightened that skin and helped. I don't have crepey skin on my neck. Most men don't have the same crepiness that women have. But Ulthera is a very nice way to go. Now, it did hurt, I have to tell you. And I, you know, my nurse loved to, she loves to remember this day because it was uncomfortable. And I think she laughed a little bit as I had the procedure. But most of my patients say it doesn't hurt a lot. Men tend to do worse than women. Sorry. I think women have a much better pain threshold. And many of my women patients tell me that now, Thera's, you're making this out to be much worse than it is because it wasn't bad at all. But, you know, the honest truth is I thought it hurt a lot. But, you know, sometimes no pain, no gain, right? So Ulthera turns out to be what is called by this journal and this paper the gold standard for non-surgical lifting and skin tightening. And it is a good procedure that I offer. Now, it turns out that the younger you are, the better a candidate you are. We now know this after 10 years. That means if you're 50, 50's young, by the way, right? You know that. 50's young. 70's young. 90, well, that gets a little bit old. So if you have crepey skin and jowls and a brow that's drooping a bit and you're 90, well, we won't get as much of a benefit from Ulthera as if you're 50 and you have that procedure. So, and it's also better if you're thinner rather than chunkier. Is that a politically correct word to say you're overweight? You know, so if you have a lot of weight, it's not going to lift the same way as if you're thinner. And one of the reasons is Ulthera has a specific amount of lifting that it will do. So it's not a percentage benefit. You know, it's not going to do a 20% lift type of thing. It's going to do an exact amount. And if you've got a lot more tissue and a lot more fat, and if you're a lot older, then it's just not going to show up as well. When my patients come to my office, I like to show you pictures of my patients, and I show you some dramatic Ulthera patients and some patients that are just average patients. And the truth is about 20% of people get dramatic results with Ulthera. About 70% of people get, you know, good results where you see it and you say, yeah, it's better. And about 10 or 15% of people ask me, well, which one was before and which one was after? That's honesty. And I am honest with my patients. I'm honest with you on the radio. Not everyone gets a great result with Ulthera. But usually those people, the 10 or 15% of people that, you know, you can't really tell a nice result with Ulthera the first time. If I do it a second time, then they get into that group where you look in the at the photographs before and after and say, yeah, that was a good procedure. So who is this for? Ulthera is for, let's say, if you're not a candidate for surgery. And that might be because you have diabetes. I saw a woman last week who had heart disease. Diabetes, not the best candidate for a facelift, but she is a good candidate for Ulthera. So Ulthera is one of those procedures that you can do even if you have diabetes, even if you have heart disease, as long as everything is, you know, well controlled by your cardiologist. We don't want, if you're getting chest pain every day, you're not going to have these procedures at all, right? But cardiologists would clear people for non-invasive procedures way before they would clear you for invasive procedures like facelifts. So the lesson here is Ulthera. It's got a lot more evidence now that it is good. Lasers, great procedures. We talked earlier in the show about helping the brown splotchy pigmentation with the fractionated laser, which I'm doing more aggressively now than I did before. And, of course, the gold standard, of course, for facial rejuvenation is a facelift. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And I know we have calls at the end of the show. You've got to call earlier in the show. Really, you know, call at the beginning next week. We'll be back next week with a another great guest and another great topic. I hope you're enjoying this. My website is PerryPlasticSurgery.com. That's PerryPlasticSurgery.com. We're on Facebook and on Instagram. You know, I'm Instagram challenged, but the under 40 people are trying to teach me how to do Instagram, and we're getting there. So Instagram now and Facebook. I was about to say facelift. You know, it's Facebook. Facebook.com/Dr. Arthur Perry. And by the way, the products are on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. And I haven't mentioned that we extended last week's special, buy a nighttime and get a soft time moisturizer absolutely free. And we're only advertising this on Facebook and on WOR, so the code you have to use. And a lot of people went on the site last week, and they said it's not working. You have to put the Midsummer code in. So it's Midsummer, M-I-D-S-U-M-M-E-R. Use the Midsummer code at checkout, and you get a nighttime, and you get a soft time absolutely free. If you have any problems with it, just call my nurse or call Beth or Pam on Monday morning. They love getting your phone calls, and they do. They actually do, and they will enter your order in, and you'll get the free bottle of Soft Time. Noah, I want to thank you for great engineering tonight. As always, these remote broadcasts sometimes are a little dicey, but Noah is the consummate professional at WR. He's been there for about 70 years since the beginning of WOR, right, Noah? All right. Listen to me next week at 6 o'clock. Call the office, 732-422-9600. We still don't have that New York office yet, but we're getting close. We're getting close, and I'll make the announcement hopefully in the next couple weeks. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Dr. Evan Garfine, for being my guest. We'll see everybody next week. Have a great one. Bye-bye now.